You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Saudara pendengar, analisis baru tentang pasar pekerjaan di Australia menggambarkan sistem ketenagakerjaan negara ini telah rusak. Penelitian itu menemukan 1 dari 7 pencari suaka menghadapi hambatan dalam usaha untuk mencari pekerjaan, dan mereka yang sedang membutuhkan dukungan untuk mencari pekerjaan menghadapi persaingan terberat. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Hall dan Sonia Lal. Jobs Availability Snapshot dari Anglicare Australia membandingkan data pemerintah tentang jumlah orang yang memiliki hambatan dalam mendapatkan pekerjaan dengan jumlah posisi online di tingkat keterampilan mereka yang diiklankan pada bulan Mei tahun ini. Cuplikan itu menemukan hanya 10% lowongan yang cocok untuk seseorang yang tidak memiliki kualifikasi atau pengalaman kerja, pengurangan 12% dari tahun 2006. Direktur Eksekutif Anglicare Australia, Casey Chambers, mengatakan, untuk setiap posisi entry level, setidaknya ada 5 pencari pekerjaan yang kurang beruntung yang bersaing untuk posisi itu.
That has regional differences. In Tasmania, it's 14 people, and in South Australia, it's 12. But the situation is actually worse than that appears, though, because other job seekers can actually compete for those jobs. And these jobs are positions like retail, security, agriculture and farm workers. So they are, you know, they're the building blocks of our economy.
Chambers mengatakan data menunjukkan bahwa retorika pemerintah yang mencanangkan bentuk kesejahteraan terbaik adalah pekerjaan ternyata tidak berhubungan dengan kenyataan.
One of the best ways not to be in poverty is to have a well-paid, full-time job. However, we've got 1.1 million Australians who don't have a well-paid, full-time job, who are underemployed. And in the month of our snapshot, we've also got, you know, nearly 750,000 people unemployed, and the number of jobs just do not match.
Cuplikan itu juga menemukan 1 dari 7 pencari pekerjaan menghadapi hambatan dalam hal mencari pekerjaan, seperti mereka yang tidak menyelesaikan kelas 12 atau pekerja yang lebih tua yang kehilangan pekerjaan mereka di kemudian hari. Dan mereka membutuhkan rata-rata 5 tahun untuk mendapatkan pekerjaan. Shireen Clark adalah Direktur Layanan Kemanusiaan di Asylum Seeker Resource Center atau ASRC. Ia mengatakan situasi seperti itu sangat menantang bagi para pengungsi dan pencari suaka untuk mencari pekerjaan di Australia.
They don't have experience, they don't have qualifications that are recognised. It's incredibly difficult for people to be able to find work without those connections in the community, without the qualifications, without that experience. And the basic level of support that they were given on the Status Resolution Support Service is generally not enough to provide people with opportunities to go and actively look for work, engage in, you know, higher education or getting their qualifications recognised in Australia.
Cuplikan Anglicare itu juga menunjukkan jumlah orang penyandang difabel yang mencari pekerjaan sekarang merupakan 68% dari jumlah para pencari pekerjaan yang kurang beruntung. Romola Hollywood, director dari Policy and Advocacy di kelompok People with Disability Australia, mengatakan jumlah itu tidak mengejutkan.
We know that quite a number of people with disability have been forced off the disability support pension and onto NewStart because of tightening eligibility requirements. And we also know that for people with disability, there are huge barriers to gaining and keeping a job.
Laporan itu merekomendasikan pemberian akses otomatis kepada semua orang difabel ke Disability Employment Service ketika mereka mulai mencari pekerjaan, serta memperluas persyaratan kelayakan untuk Disability Support Pension. Namun, Hollywood mengatakan pemerintah harus melangkah lebih jauh dan menyerukan pengembangan rencana kerja nasional. Ia mengatakan rencana itu perlu dimulai dengan melihat bagaimana anak-anak dan remaja penyandang cacat didukung melalui sistem pendidikan dari sekolah dasar ke pendidikan tinggi dan kejuruan.
Might look like how the employers are providing employment opportunities, what employers need to do to make their workplace disability friendly, And then also, what kinds of flexibilities might need to be built into the employment relationship so that if people need some time off, that they can access that easily.
Dari sekitar 704,000 orang Australia yang mencari pekerjaan, sekitar 5,800,000 orang telah mengalami pembatalan pembayaran tunjangan Centrelink mereka lebih dari sekali. Casey Chambers mengatakan seringkali mereka yang dihukum kemudian ditemukan tidak bersalah.
We've got stories from our clients where they were suspended because they didn't attend an appointment that was actually in the future, where they haven't attended an appointment that was actually on a public holiday in the state they were in. We've even heard ridiculous stories where people were breached for not fulfilling a job-seeking requirement when they were actually attending an interview for a job.
Chambers mengatakan cuplikan dari Anglicare itu memperjelas sistem ketenagakerjaan Australia perlu ditinjau kembali. Ia mengatakan perubahan paling mendesak yang perlu terjadi adalah menaikkan tingkat tunjangan New Start.
We really need to look at an urgent reform of the Job Active Network. That's a finding of the government's own report as well. We need to end these punitive approaches and look at what works, which is actually working with the person to understand what they can do and what they want to do and what the training they, you know, what training they want to have and are capable of that matches to a job in their area.
Ia menambahkan gagasan tentang apa yang merupakan partisipasi ekonomi juga perlu diperluas.
When we know that there aren't enough paid full-time places in the economic workforce to go around, we need to be thinking about what does volunteering to care for the environment look like? Should that be recognised as participation? What about, you know, participating in community art projects? And what about caring for your relatives?
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.